believe, joining us on the line right now. He is a sponsor of Monday Night Talk. We've had him on a number of times.
Can I call him my favorite sponsor? Is that an okay thing to do?
Sure.
Okay.
You can do whatever you want.
Favorite sponsor.
Okay. I believe Richard Rosen is joining us, and we are going to speak with Mr. Rosen, not only about his fine establishment located in downtown Whitman, but some things that are going on or going to be going on. Mr. Rosen, how are you?
I really am delighted that Joe thinks that Joe refers to me as his favorite sponsor. And Joe, I have to apologize for not being in studio and not personally delivering you some pizza, but I promise next time I will.
That's okay. That's okay.
But
you know what? As long as I'm still your favorite sponsor, all is good.
We know that September is a special month for McGuigan's Pub, not for one reason, but I believe two. Am I correct, Mr. Rosen?
You are correct, as always.
First up, and I think it's a clever idea, and that when you think of an Irish pub, what's the first thing you think of that's probably most celebrated, Joe?
Guinness beer.
Okay, but think of a special day of the year that maybe...
Oh, St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day. So if you're thinking September, it might be the second thing that they might be celebrating. What would it be? And don't say Labor Day, because that's it. That's not it.
Columbus Day.
Yeah, okay. It's in October. Help him out, Mr. Rosen.
Well, it's actually halfway to St. Patrick's Day, which is obviously cause for celebration. So, McGuigan's, we have a halfway to St. Patrick's Day celebration.
Kind of like Christmas in July. This is St. Patrick's Day, halfway to St. Patrick's Day.
Exactly. However, we won't be doing it on the 17th because it's a Tuesday.
Okay.
So what we want to do is so people will get the full effect and enjoyment and pleasure out of celebrating halfway to St. Patrick's Day. We're going to cheat. We're going to do it on Saturday the 14th. We have Maureen Haley's Irish Step Dancers coming in to perform, as they do several times a year, which is a real treat.
Correct.
And we've got some... Bagpipe is coming to join us that night as well. And it will be a usual fun evening at McGuigan's Pub.
You say it like it's a bad thing that you're holding it on the 14th. I mean, how many other pubs that you know of, Mr. Rosen, that actually have a halfway to St. Patrick's Day event? Are you one of a few?
Frankly, I don't know of any others.
Okay, so it's conceivable... unless somebody has taken the idea that you might have been the originator of it. Does that sound right, or?
No.
All right. Well, maybe you just... you're one of the few just who celebrates it and sees it as an opportunity.
I honestly don't even know where it came from, but someone suggested it one day, and I went, geez, that's a great idea. And what the hell, we might as well have a celebration. It's cause for celebration.
And this isn't the first time that you've held this in your...
This is not the first time that we've held this. This is probably the third.
This is the third, because you've been in operation for...
3.5 years.
3.5 years.
What's the response to the event? Do you get a pretty good turnout?
Let me put it to you this way. I wish every Saturday was halfway to St. Patrick's Day. It is literally the second busiest day of the year that we have, the first day being, obviously, St. Patrick's Day. It is a huge event. People look for a reason to go out and celebrate, and we're giving it to them. So the last couple of years has been our second busiest day of the year.
As though that isn't enough of an excuse to go on down to McGuigan's Pub. And for some reason, if someone can't make it to halfway to St. Patrick's Day, I believe that you have another event on tap as well in the month of September.
We are having our second annual Irish Fest. Last year we had it in July when it was about 150 degrees outside or something. Right. It was extremely hot out, and that parking lot got a little warm. And I talked to, again, Maureen Haley from Haley's Irish Step Dances in Whitman about, she actually is coordinating all of the dancers and singers, well, most of the dancers and singers and entertainers that we'll have on that day. So we're going to do it on Sunday, September 29th. It's a little later into the year. It's fall. It's cooler. I don't know if you remember last year. It literally was 160. I don't know. It was hot.
and the first thing you told me was like, yeah, we can move this. We can't have this in the middle of July because just everybody just baked.
I actually made that decision last year, 5 minutes after starting the event, we had, I'm guessing, we had, during the course of that afternoon, when it was still a million degrees out, we had 600 or 700 people during the course of the day. It was a great event. It was Whitman's first Irish Fest. It was great. You know, we had face painters and moonwalks and all kinds of stuff outdoors, and we will do the same thing this year. We'll have some vendors selling Irish stuff, and it'll be a blast once again.
Joe, anything that you want to add?
I'm guessing there's a plethora of the delicious food available at McGuigan's Pub that day and beyond. Anything new in particular that you have on the menu?
We haven't changed any of the menu items. We have added another appetizer that we're trying. It's fried zucchini.
Ooh.
It's pretty good, too.
Sounds good.
We just keep making this this appetizer menu bigger and bigger and bigger, and you know, that will be one of the new things. You know, and the town lets us shut the street off, and we get an outdoor liquor license for the day. So the Irish Fest,
oh, nice.
It's a lot of fun.
Now we know that just this past weekend we saw the kickoff of NFL preseason. I would think that anybody who's a fan of football and anybody who's in the past gone to McGuigan's Pub will immediately think of wings or chicken wings, right?
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, because we have the best deal around with 25-cent wings on football game days, which was we did them on Thursday night games, we did it on Sunday games, we did it on Monday games. 25-cent wings. We have some of the biggest and best wings around. We have people come in and order 50 or 60 wings. It's like, how can they eat that much food? But they do, and they stay and they watch the game and they drink, and it's fun. We sell a lot of wings. I never know where these wings come from. How are all these chickens running around with no wings on them? But we've got literally thousands of wings that we sell, and they're 25 cents. So 25-cent wings. You know, some other people around started doing 30-cent wings and 35-cent wings, but we still do 25-cent wings, and we're going to do it again this season. And we're having a meeting, I think, this week, the manager meeting, so we're going to decide which game we're going to kick it off. But we'll do it all season again, right through the playoffs.
Now, I got to tell you, some people are a little cautious about going to an Irish bar, pub, and having wings. Nor, from my experience and many others, you know, Irish pubs don't necessarily specialize in wings. How are the wings at McGuigan's Pub?
They're probably the best you'll ever eat.
that's what I thought.
As is the rest of the food. It doesn't necessarily, I mean, they're not Irish wings, they're chicken wings. I mean, we have really good food, as you well know, because you come in quite often, and I'm your favorite sponsor.
Yeah, remember?
That is correct.
Remember?
And it isn't just the pizza that you love. You love my entire menu.
I do. I do love the entire menu.
And the reason for that is because we have really, really good food, as well as really, really, really good pizza.
The pizza is fantastic.
Now, when you and I were kind of talking earlier, Mr. Rosen, one of the things that came to mind was the recent tax-free weekend. Folks went out and bought all kinds of things, and I'm sure there were a number of box stores that did well and saw a lot of foot traffic. But from what I understand is that maybe the folks who own businesses like yours didn't maybe do all that well this past weekend and probably are overdue to have their own type of a reward that, you know, the taxpayers can, you know, not only reap a tax-free, you know, a meal, but also help a business.
You know, it's funny. I had a very long discussion today with our good friend Vincent Ericitti.
Yep.
From the Restaurant Business Alliance, and he had sent out an email to a number of his friends wanting to know how business was over the weekend. And it was funny. Our business, we're normally, we shouldn't be busy during the summer. We have been. Our business has just been increasing every month, except for Saturday. And it was the worst Saturday of the summer. And Sunday wasn't that great either. And I responded to his email, and he told me that what he was hearing was that the majority, all but one, of the sampling that he did, their business tanked over the weekend anywhere from 20 to 40%.
Hmm.
And he said it was a direct correlation with the sales tax holiday. And I never really thought about it. But people were out spending their money to save on the sales tax, 6.5% or whatever, so they're going to charge it with a 20, 25% credit card.
Right.
But they didn't go out and spend the money in a restaurant. So I think that you know that the Edelmans from Restaurant and Business Alliance are pushing a meals tax holiday. Now, when you think about the sales tax holiday, who benefits? You know, obviously the buyer saves the sales tax, but the people, the majority of people, I would guess, and the majority of sales are the big box stores, as you said, like Home Depot and Lowe's and Walmart and Best Buy and Target. Those are national companies. You know, they're not local companies like the majority of restaurants are owned by local people.
That's a great point.
I think what you may find is a push put on to have a meals tax holiday, and not on a Friday or Saturday night when restaurants are generally busy, but perhaps Sunday through or something like that. It makes a lot of sense, because if you do a meals tax holiday, you're going to put a lot of money into the pockets of the waiters and the waitresses, because if they normally would get 8 tables, they might get 12 tables that night because people are coming out to spend more money. So to me, it makes all the sense in the world. The money, there would be a huge appreciation and by the taxpayers as well as the restaurant owners and all the employees. I think there would be a much more direct benefit to the people of the state by doing something like that than what they just did.
Yeah, if I didn't have anything in particular to go out and buy this weekend, so I went out and bought the normal stuff, which was 90% of it was food. Food and gas were the two things I bought this past weekend. And to that point, if I had some type of a meals tax holiday, I would have actually saved the tax this weekend versus buying something at a store, because I didn't do that. Most of my spending, and I'm sure this is the truth for a lot of other people, a lot of their spending comes from going out, eating somewhere, and so I think a meals tax holiday makes all the sense in the world to benefit, especially as you mentioned, to the small businesses, which the majority of them are the small business restaurants. So.
And you know, and I think the number is 300,000 employees in the Commonwealth work for smaller restaurants. And, you know, again, most of the restaurants are not owned by national franchises. I mean, there are national franchises, obviously, but most of them are local little businesses, small businesses. And I think it would be a tremendous asset, you know, for the restaurant industry and the service industry to do something like that.
Guess it's something that we're just going to have to wait and see. And hopefully the folks at the Restaurant and Business Alliance can keep pushing some of our lawmakers up on Beacon Hill to make something like this come to fruition.
You know, and speaking of Sunday through Thursday, which is what we were talking about, right? Sunday through Thursday?
Sure. Yeah. You going to talk about entertainment real quick?
No, it was our Wine and Dine for $29 Sunday through Thursday.
How can I forget?
Which, frankly, is the best buy around. Two entrees, a bottle of wine, $29.
Can't go wrong.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Joe, if you get a girl, you can go and do that.
I don't think that'll ever happen, Kevin, so I'll have to bring you.
Oh. It doesn't say that it can't be two guys.
I know. Just teasing. It's my way of teasing Joe, but I think that's a phenomenon.
I really do. I think you and I could go and have a nice meal and share a bottle of wine. Separate glasses, of course.
Yeah, of course. That's a stipulation right there. Anything in closing, Mr. Rosen? Probably we should give the website, correct?
It's your show.
Okay. Well, if folks want to find out more about McGuigan's Pub, isn't it mcguiggan.com? Oh, actually, pub.com.
After all these years, you blew it.
Oh, it's McGuigan'sPub.com.
www.McGuigan'sPub.com.
McGuigan's Pub.
mcguiggan'spub.com.
I'm doing this segment from now on.
Really?
Yes. At least I can get the website
you
right.
You can do this segment when you actually officially show up at McGuigan's Pub.
Oh.
Hey, listen, I'm his favorite sponsor.
You are.
Well, it doesn't get any better than that. It really doesn't get any better than that.
Mr. Rosen, we will look forward to having you in studio. And just so you know, Joe, so you're not surprised when he shows up here for that particular show, I've already invited him. When we finally do corral and bring in the state treasurer, Steve Grossman.
Oh, nice.
To sit
yes.
in here and hang out with us for a segment. Mr. Rosen has already been given his flight wing, so he will be co-host for the evening. He'll be my wingman.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's okay. You can bring us water and cocktails and ice
okay,
coffee.
Okay, all right.
No,
all right.
I'm kidding. But
and ice cream for the treasurer.
And ice cream for the treasurer. Actually, that has been a discussion Kevin and I have had off air quite some time
well,
now.
It is your job. It is going to be your job to go to Farfar's and go to Dairy Twist.
It has been decided as my job yes. to go and get the ice cream.
Yes.
You know what? His favorite is Peaceful Meadows in Whitman, so I'll just deliver it with the pizzas when I come down.
It's a wise guy. He's smart.
Hey,
he knows.
He knows exactly.
Richard Rosen, proprietor of McGuigan's Pub. Sir, we thank you very much for not only being the great sponsor of this show, but always being on with us every couple of weeks just to talk about what's going on down at your location.
Thank you very much, and both of you have a great night.
All right, you too.
You as well.
Thanks,
we
bye.
Are going to step aside, and when we come back, we're going to speak with Pete Shepard, co-host of the Shepard and Zook Show, heard on NBC Sports Radio. Stay tuned.